There's still a lot of open jobs out there, but a few less than there used to be. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. There were 10.7 million open jobs out there in the U.S. economy at the end of June. That is a lot, but it is about 600,000 fewer jobs than were open in May. There was a particularly big drop in job openings in retail. So where did those jobs go? Well, economists say employers either don't need them anymore or just gave up on filling them. What then does this mean for the labor market? Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
At Labyrinth Games and Puzzles, a store in Washington, D.C., a couple customers are trying out a city-building game called Sprawlopolis.
That's an industrial zone, right?
Yeah, which we don't want to be touching the residential. So maybe if you turn this like this, and
yeah,
then
that
do like
good.
That.
Oh.
Now we've got two, three.
And then we have a road connecting.
Right.
Okay, got it.
Sound
yeah,
good?
I like that. That looks good.
That last voice belongs to Labyrinth's owner, Kathleen Donahue. She says having people in the store to actually play the games leads to higher sales. But she's also paying more for inventory like Lego and Magic the Gathering and increasing wages.
That's been incredibly challenging, trying to figure out how to pay people to keep up with inflation while we're being hit with inflation.
Donahue says despite paying above minimum wage and offering health benefits and profit sharing, she's had trouble finding staff.
It's a pretty tough position to hire for because there's not a huge Venn diagram overlap of personable people and gamers.
But she just filled her last open position. Overall, the job openings rate in retail dropped by almost 2% in June. Stephen Juneau, a senior economist with Bank of America, says this decrease in openings could be a sign the job market's cooling a tiny bit, but...
You still have very strong labor demand. You still have 1.8 job openings per unemployed person.
Juneau points out that strong labor market has kept inflation high, and in order to bring it down, along with the cost of Magic the Gathering, the number of job openings needs to come down too. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
Just as the Fed has been raising rates here, the Bank of England is raising rates, too, to fight inflation. It raised its benchmark interest rate a half a percentage point today. That was at the high end of what many expected and the biggest increase in 27 years. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, has more from London.
This is the sixth rate rise in a row for the Bank of England and the most aggressive in the series. Only one member of the policy-setting committee voted against the move, preferring instead a smaller rise of a quarter percentage point. Red-hot inflation is the driving factor for the BOE's decision. It expects consumer prices to rise just over 13% in the fourth quarter this year, while at the same time it sees the UK economy entering recession. Policymakers said while they see inflation staying at very elevated levels through much of the next year due to the impact of Russia's war in Ukraine, they expect prices to fall back toward the 2% target in the following 2 years. The policy committee will be particularly alert, the bank said, to more persistent price pressures and said it will act forcefully in response if necessary. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
Spotify says its work from anywhere policy is helping it keep employees. The music streaming platform says attrition, that's people leaving, fell 15% compared to pre-pandemic levels since it started allowing employees to work from wherever they want. Spotify stock is up 0.2%. French vineyards are rediscovering the horse. Winemakers say using horses instead of tractors lets them get more out of their land, and demand for said horses is rising. John Lawrenson reports from the winemaking region of Burgundy.
Two horses moving surprisingly briskly between rows of vines, clawing up the weeds with rakes they drag behind them. A scene not so long ago you'd only see in sepia postcards of a bygone age. But now working horses have returned to France's wine-growing regions. Some 300 vineyards so far. François de Nicolaï uses five horses in his vineyard, Chandon de Briaille, where his family has been making wine for nearly 200 years.
The quality of the grapes comes from what you have under the ground. And the horses permit us not to compact the soils. And now that we have used horses for now more than 10 years, we can see that the soils are decompacted and the vines is getting much better, also against illness, and our grapes are more flavory, more interesting.
Demand for vineyard horses has gotten so strong that a training school has opened near Bordeaux. Training director Sophie Parel explained another reason wine growers are readopting the horse.
Horses are able to work on land that is completely inaccessible for tractors, on slopes that are steep or rocky, or between rows of vines that are close together.
Back in Burgundy, Diva, as this mare is called, is taking a break, snacking on some weeds. Winemaker De Nicolai says working with horses comes at a price because it's more labour-intensive.
When you use tractor, it's about $3,500 per hectare. But when you use horses, it costs about $7,000 per hectare because of the hours of working the people.
Hey, Diva! As for the horses, they don't know how lucky they are until this return to grace in the vineyards. The main reason for breeding these horses in France was to eat them. In Burgundy, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benesher with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.